Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita Chuchu, and I'll be leading you in prayer using a simple guided prayer format to help you slow down and hear God's voice. As we begin, find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted and take a deep breath as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's reading comes from Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising Him for who He is as revealed in this passage. Oh Father, You are so merciful and kind to forgive us our own sins because of Jesus. We know that because of Your great love, You cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. You wash us white as snow. You wipe away any mark or stain against us. How good You are to not hold our sins against us, to not bring up the mistakes of the past. Because of Jesus, Your forgiveness is freely poured out on us. What a good and generous Father You are. We praise You. So in the next few moments, praise God for His forgiveness in your life, for all the things that He has wiped away and washed you clean, never to remind you of those things again. We continue by expressing our neediness, confessing our own need for God's forgiveness and His help to forgive others. Oh God, we confess that we struggle with this. It is so much easier to hold grudges against those who have wronged us. And even though it feels like some people honestly don't deserve our forgiveness, the truth is, we don't deserve Your forgiveness either. So forgive us for being slow to forgive. So in these next few moments, process with God where in your life is forgiveness hard for you, and ask for His help to forgive others as You yourself have been forgiven. Now it's time to seek His stillness. And I invite you to rest in the blessed assurance that your sins are forgiven, that all your failures and mistakes are atoned for and washed clean in Jesus. As you spend time praising and worshiping Him, the Lamb of God, for taking away your sin, ask Him also to search your heart. Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. Oh Jesus, You've said that the one who is forgiven much loves much. So even though we don't want to dwell on our sin or our past failures, God, we ask that you would make us more aware of how great our sin was before you, of how short we fell of your glory, so that we might become that much more aware of how great your forgiveness is toward us in Christ Jesus. Help us to grow in our love for you, to grow in our awareness of just how great that gap was, how great that sacrifice was, that we would adore you and love you and worship you more and more. And in doing that, oh, that we would become quick to extend that same loving kindness toward those who ask forgiveness. Help us to love as you love and forgive as you have forgiven. God, we trust you to do this work in our hearts through your own Spirit. So as you wrap up this time of prayer with God, entrust to him the name of or the face of the person who comes to mind as most difficult to forgive, and ask him to do that work through his Spirit to grow in you his love and his kindness and his forgiveness, as only he can do. As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? What do you feel God is saying to you? And is there anything else that you want to say to him? This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of Delighting in Jesus Ministries. The season of Praying Like Jesus is based on a collection of prayers starting on page 34 of my book, Prayers of Rest, Daily Prompts to Slow Down and Hear God's Voice. If you don't yet have a copy, you can buy one from your favorite bookstore or get a signed copy online at prayersofrest.com. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of our Patreon prayer partners. In fact, I, just before hitting record on this episode, sent a text to our prayer partners saying, "Hey, would you be praying as I record? Would you be praying that God would accomplish his work through this podcast?" And so it is due to not just their financial support, but also their prayer support that this podcast comes to you week after week. Every month, listeners just like you give generously to spread the good news of Jesus to over 100 countries through this podcast. And if you would like to join us in this good work, you can go to prayersofrest.com and hit the Support Us button to get started. And as we wrap up, I also want to say thank you to Angie Elkins Media for editing this episode and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener, for sharing this podcast with your friends and for joining me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.